Chapter 15. "Did I tell you how good you look tonight, Netherland?" Ashton asked as his eyes shone with appreciation straight into hers. They were just two of the many people who were sitting in the waiting room of the hospital, anxiously anticipating word of Trevor and Corinthian's firstborn. Netherland shook her head as she chuckled softly.
"No. You never got around to that."
Ashton folded his fingers around hers. "Then that's another thing I have to make up for when I get you alone later." His quiet tone carried more than a promise that he would deliver on, and a lot more. She tipped her head back to look up at him.
"You make sure you do that."
Her voice was soft, seductive. Barely a whisper, and it had that same smoky desire in its intonation as was reflected from the look in her eyes. Her entire body thrummed with sexual tension just from being around him. At the moment, there was nothing that could douse the undeniable desire she felt for the man who was still wearing his Marine uniform and who was looking intrinsically male. Deciding to try and concentrate on something else, she glanced across the room at the other occupants. The three Medeiros brothers and their wives, their parents, along with Trevor and Corinthian's parents, and Trask and Felicia. There was a lot of eager anticipation on everyone's faces. It would be the first grandchild for both the Grants and the Averys, and it was obvious they were overjoyed at the thought of becoming grandparents.
"It's over, folks."
Everyone jumped at the sound of Trevor's deep voice. He stood in the waiting room's doorway, still dressed in his hospital scrubs. His eyes brimmed with unshed tears, and his face shone with a smile of pure wonder, as if some miracle had just taken place. All the people in the room raced toward him. He held up his hand to halt all the questions coming to him at once.
"We have a son," he said, grinning proudly. "A beautiful 9-pound, 8-ounce future Marine who entered the world screaming orders at the..."